This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Pritchard, couple of picks, can't get it to go, and now dribble it out. This series is now 3-1 in favor of the New York Knicks. So many Knicks, former Knicks players, coaches, obviously, on to celebrate. As the Boston Celtics have themselves one loss away from elimination.
Celtics down 3-1 to the New York Knicks. They be down 3-1, I think, even with a fully healthy Jason Tatum. They were down 7, which quickly became 9 when Tatum crumpled into a heap last night with what we fear is, at minimum, a season-ending Achilles injury and maybe next season-ending as well. We're awaiting any updates on that. No updates on the MRI, which Mazzulla told us last night. Tatum was going to get an MRI today.
A little too quiet.
Well, I don't know how to read into it either way. It probably makes no sense to read into it either way, but if you're asking me, I expected to get news by now. Shams' phone is working. It's working.
Yeah, he's busy.
He had the update earlier today on the Sixers promoting Jameer Nelson to assistant GM.
That's great.
Which was, I thought, the news everybody's been waiting for.
It was long overdue.
He just had a couple of tweets in the last few minutes about the estate of Paul Allen. The Portland Trailblazers are going to sell, or the Allen estate is going to sell the Portland Trailblazers. So Shams' phone is working. He's talking to people around the league. And unless I'm missing a report elsewhere, he's the person I'd expect to get it. No update yet on Jason Tatum and his injury situation. I think we're all fearing the worst, and I don't think any of us expect to see him again in this postseason. I asked you this earlier. Who needs to step up the most without Tatum?
So I think it's probably a couple answers, because one, Jaylen Brown has to. Like, Jaylen Brown is now the best player on the team, and you could even make an argument. Like, I think Brunson's better than him, but you could make an argument, like, at his best, maybe he's even the best player on the
floor. I agree
with
that. I would not personally make the argument, but an argument can be made that Jaylen Brown is the best player remaining in the series. He's the highest paid player remaining in the series, like the most well compensated and in some ways the most accomplished finals MVP, and been to a bunch of all-star games and been all NBA.
Yeah, and if you're ranking all the players in the league, or if you're doing your top 10, if you're doing your top 25, like, you might have Brown over Brunson or vice versa. But I think it can't, like, just be him. So, like, he is somebody who, he's the finals MVP, for God's sake, so we should almost expect it. So it's less of, like, a step up, and it's more just play like we know that you can play. So I'd put him there. It has to be Porzingis. I have very, very little faith in it, but Porzingis is a big kind of swing player for the team. Like, they didn't really need him last year, but you also had Tatum healthy throughout the entire playoffs. Thought this was going to be a great matchup for him. His health has really gotten in the way. He hasn't even started. He hasn't played more than, I think it was 24 minutes last night. So he's at best playing half of the game. So I have very little faith in it. But just based on, you know, talent level and could be, it's Porzingis.
Porzingis, we all know, has been pretty invisible all postseason just watching him. But, like, when you actually read the numbers, it's even worse than I would have thought. He's averaging, and he guesses, points per game in 6 appearances
in the series,
this postseason.
Or the whole postseason?
I'm sorry, 6 starts, 9 appearances in the postseason. Yeah, his overall averages.
Oh,
any guesses?
Is he averaging, I mean, this series it's way down. So is he averaging 10?
9.
8. Okay, 9.
8.9.
Yeah.
And he guesses on the rebounds.
Oh, 5?
5 on the nose. Any guesses on his field goal percentage?
Oh, it's got to be pretty low. My guess would be 35.
33. How about his three-point percentage?
Lower?
Much lower.
28?
14%.
Okay, so like useless. So like the question is, who needs to step up? He does, but I don't think it's happening. That's why I think the series is over.
Well, that's a different question.
Yeah,
Who needs to step up? Like Jaylen Brown. He needs to. Jaylen Brown is, as poorly as he's playing, I'm not telling you Jaylen's playing great. He's giving you 22 a night. He's giving you something. You expect that to go up a little bit like it did against Orlando game two, where he scored 36, 10, 5. Jaylen's numbers are going to go up. Maybe the efficiency won't. Maybe he'll have a million turnovers, but the numbers are going to go up. Porzingis, I agree, is the one who needs to step up the most, needs to increase his output the most, because he's giving you nothing. Now, maybe he won't. Maybe there's no chance that happens. But if he elevated his play, Keith, and he stepped up, similar to how he did against Orlando in game two, do you give the Celtics any shot to win the series?
Yeah, I mean, if he plays like he did in game two of the Orlando Magic for the next three games, then yes.
So, again, what's the likelihood that happens? I have no idea. Okay, I don't think it's zero.
It's not like, oh, he's struggling to shoot. Like, Derek White, you could be like, well, one game he's shooting well, one game he isn't. There's something wrong with Porzingis. Like, he either doesn't have the wind or doesn't have something. Like, he hasn't looked right since game two.
The thing is, we argued with people all last year, do they need Porzingis? Do they not need Porzingis? They never needed Porzingis to win a title.
No.
Now they need him. And so where's he going to be? Is he going to show up?
But
you don't think so.
And this is also going to be what sort of speeds up the process of them getting under the second apron next year. They move on from Kristaps Porzingis, and it's going to end on a sour note, and you're going to say, didn't need him for the title, then he wasn't there when you needed him for the second go.
So look,
and so he's going to be gone, and I don't think a lot of people are going to freak out about it. They'll be like, okay, we can't rely on him.
Let's play the game that we're all expecting. Tatum's gone for a long time. It's an Achilles injury, brutal injury to come back from. Players don't traditionally come back from it very well in the NBA, in any sport, but in the NBA, I mean, Durant might be the exception to the rule.
He's probably the best example, especially because of his age. You really thought it would cost him, and he's come back and he's been a perennial all-star. He's been all NBA a couple of times, so Durant is probably the one that, if you're Tatum and if this ends up being the injury, that's who you'd point to.
Most players do it, you know, older, like Kobe did it late in his career.
Kobe,
Klay Thompson,
Clay, yeah.
But you know, you also had John Wall, and you had DeMarcus Cousins, which those are basically career enders for those guys who were perennial all-star players. I mean, those basically ended their careers.
Yeah, another good one was, how many more years did he play? Rudy Gay. Now, he was never an all-star, but like Rudy Gay was a good NBA player.
Yeah, good player.
And I don't think he was really ever the same. He returned and played, but he was never really the same.
So look, I don't think it's going to be that drastic. Like, it ends the career of Wall or DeMarcus Cousins or even Rudy Gay or late career Kobe. Like, Tatum might be closer to Durant, but it's a long injury. It's a long recovery. He may never be first team all NBA again. Durant never was first team. So, you know, he could still be a great player and a perennial all-star, but not the same ceiling he used to have. If Tatum misses next year on top of the rest of this postseason,
yeah,
I actually would change my answer from what I would have had going into it, where if they just got eliminated by the Knicks and Bill Chisholm is saying, we got to get below that second apron and we got to make changes and I got to start making my money back. My answer, if Tatum's healthy, would be deal Porzingis. I'm done with the Porzingis experience.
Mm-hmm.
If Tatum's out, I think my answer is Holiday is the guy that I would move first. I don't know what you'd get in return for Holiday. I don't know what you'd get in return for Porzingis, who only has 1 year left on his deal. But I think Jaylen and Porzingis, you're rolling the dice on health and you're banking on ceiling. I'd rather play that out than Drew Holiday, who I just don't think is a difference maker on just a so-so playoff team. I think he could be a difference maker on a championship caliber team, not a run-of-the-mill Eastern Conference team.
I saw a bunch of fake trades even before the Tatum injury. Like, could the Lakers get Drew Holiday? Like, they need a guy like that and everything else. So, yeah, no, he's an important player for the right team.
Maybe he's got more of a trade market than I give it credit for.
Holiday team
like that might make sense, yeah.
No, I just fear that this might just lead to more changes, because if Tatum was just back, you could maybe move on from Porzingis, like you were saying, and Hauser, I guess, and then therefore you save a bunch of money. You could then re-sign Al Horford at like a cheap rate because he's making another run at a title. Now all that kind of goes out the window. I don't know what Al Horford's appetite would be to run it back with a team for his last year that doesn't have Jason Tatum on it. Also, you know, if you move on from maybe Brad Stevens now looks at it as the ultimate challenge, and he has to not only shave a lot of money, But it's not just about retaining as many guys. It's getting the right mix and being really ready to go. Hey, be competitive. Be, you know, maybe next year's Pacers and you know, go on a run in the playoffs.
Which I think they were the one seed with Isaiah.
Yeah,
you know, the Pacers won 50 games last year. They have one all-star who everybody thinks is overrated. Like,
but the real thing would be in 2026 being ready to go again. And so you don't waste any time. And so when Tatum does return, you have Tatum, Brown, probably White, Pritchard, and then the next three guys, which by this scenario would probably have to be two big guys, would you'd have to figure that out. So I don't know if Brad's looking around the league at what other possibilities he has. Maybe Jrue Holiday goes to a contender. Maybe Porzingis goes to a team that'll just take his expiring contract. Because I'm just – the injury thing is just too concerning. Like, it's been his entire career. Now it's also like this mystery illness which has come back.
Yeah.
And like, you don't know how much he can play. So you might just be better off moving on from all those guys, which is crazy to say because just 2 weeks ago you're like, they're going to win two in a row.
Well,
we should yell at them if they get rid of anybody because they should be going for a three-peat.
I mean,
they're like, good Lord.
You know, the Tatum injury changes things a lot because they're down 3-1 either way, whether Tatum gets hurt last night or not. And I don't think any of us feel great about their chances, but even if they didn't win this year and Tatum's healthy, would I wager on them winning another title? Maybe. Now it's like, you look at the legacy of this group, it's early to bury them. I don't even think the series is over. I think they're going to win game five. If you win that, the pressure's on New York. You can still win this series. Indiana is not some unbeatable team in the Eastern Conference. I wouldn't give them any real chance at a title, but I still give them a chance in this series, and if they win that, I give them a chance to beat Indiana and get to an NBA Finals.
Oh,
like,
I
believe
yeah.
all that.
Yeah, I think the NBA is more wide open than it's been, right? There's not those crazy teams, so if you are a playoff team, like the Pacers and Knicks and T-Wolves and Nuggets, they're all proving it this year.
Yeah, and I just think you now look at the what we thought could be a back-to-back champion or a team that could be dynastic, win back-to-back titles for the first time since those Warriors teams, do something Bird never did.
Yeah.
And now we're like, oh, they're just another one-off champion that beat up on a bunch of injured teams last postseason. Like, that's kind of now what it's going to look
like.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. But it also shows you, you know, you got to be that team that isn't the injury team, right? Like, in 2008, they were healthy. They won the title. 2009, they were not healthy. They did not win the title. 2010, they were more healthy. Right, but then
They lost Perk in
game
7.
They did lose Perk.
Yeah,
well,
he got hurt in game 6. He didn't play in game 7, and they lost.
They also Doc Rivers the series. They had a lead.
They were
and
up 3-2. Yeah,
so
yeah,
they did lose that. But that was a team too. Like if you were in, you know, going into the 08 playoffs, you were like, wow, like this team could win three in a row, and they won
100%.
And so yeah, now the Celtics feel like they're in that same spot because it's just the series of events last night. You couldn't ask for anything worse, because now you're not just talking about this playoff run. You're talking about a potential next year's playoff run maybe being out the window.
617-779-7937. Kelly's in Amherst. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, yeah, full disclosure, I am a Celtics fan. I know I was supposed to mention what team I like. But we were talking about Jaylen Brown having to step up. I think so far he's doing pretty good. Honestly, I think what would be more realistic is for him to stay steady, because I think he's just got too much issues physically right now. And it's not because of what I'm seeing. It's because of what I'm not seeing. And I'll just say this one thing. Last year, oh, my God, every other game, it was this crazy thunder dunk flying through the rafters. I'm not seeing a lot of lift this year. I don't think he has it.
Okay. He says he thinks Jalen's going to step up, but interesting. He also doesn't. You think Jalen's hurt? We've gotten – maybe that was Kelly texting in. I saw texts about this earlier today. Jalen's not healthy. Do you think his knee's bothering him? I don't know.
I didn't think
Tatum's wrist was an issue. They were making a big deal. Jefferson and Doris were making a big deal about his wrist last night. They just barely noticed his wrist celebration, which he's been doing for weeks now at this point, but they just barely noticed it.
They're all like,
what's that? Is that a new thing
for
them?
They're too busy watching the Knicks.
Maybe.
They are loving the Knicks.
They do love the Knicks. I mean, they did game three.
No, Brown, I don't know. I mean, he shot better in the Orlando series. He's not shooting well in this series.
No,
like, is that the knee? I don't know.
Do I think Jalen's hurt? Maybe he's dealing with something, but I don't think that's his issue.
He's barking at him.
I mean, Porzingis needs to suck it up and play through it.
Yeah.
I think Tatum was fine before he crumpled in a heap last night with what looks like an Achilles injury.
But this is a huge opportunity for Jaylen Brown.
100%.
Because he's talked about it, and I think he's accepted his role, and like he could still be Finals MVP, right? Like, he proved it last year. But he's mentioned a few times about how, like, well, you know, goes through Tatum, or like, he's our guy on offense, and I've sacrificed things. We all sacrificed things. Like, you're the guy now, and if you pull this out, if you go, you'll get all the credit. you will get all the credit. If they win three straight games and go on to the next round, it'll be huge for him.
You want to, you know, cement your legacy in Celtics history. Maybe it's already cemented as the finals MVP, so maybe that's you want to add to it, add to the lore of Jaylen Brown, lead this team from a 3-1 deficit against the Knicks team that I don't think any of us think is great, maybe better than we thought.
Yes.
But I don't think it's a great team. Dig them out of a 3-1 deficit, and you can really add to your legacy from a year ago. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Keith, you just got sent some Bill Belichick. We get these from time to time.
Yeah, we
from,
do.
BetOnline.ag. We get the odds on various items. What do we have on Bill Belichick
today?
So they
had a bunch of Bill Belichick props, I think, a couple weeks ago. They've updated and they've added more to include his upcoming interview with Michael Strahan.
Oh, because he's got the sit-down. Right, duh. On Good Morning America on Friday, yes.
So this is ridiculous. Like, this is something you can bet on. Which will be wider, the gap on Michael Strahan's teeth, or a tear rip in Bill Belichick's shirt?
Oh, nice.
That's outrageous. That's actually the heavy favorite.
Going with Strahan.
No, Belichick, heavy favorite.
Heavy favorite for a bigger rip in his shirt?
Yeah, than gap in his teeth. I think that's insulting.
What? He's going to wear the ripped shirt again? I don't think so.
What?
He's hiring a new PR guy.
All right, well, so speaking of that, what top will Belichick be wearing during the Good Morning America interview?
Not talking about this.
Okay, a button-down shirt at plus 100, polo or golf shirt.
Nope.
A hoodie sweatshirt.
Maybe.
Or a t-shirt.
Oh, no. Is zero shirt an option?
Shirtless?
Yeah.
Not an off the board.
Okay, that's an off the board. That's a write-in. I'm going to go with, button down.
He's going to wear
he's going to class it up.
A baby blue tie is minus 200 if he wears a tie.
Okay.
Which school will Belichick's clothing be during the interview? The three options are North Carolina, Navy, or the Patriots.
It's not going to be the Patriots.
Rule that one out.
Okay. It is amazing he was wearing Navy while he was employed by the University of
North Carolina. So if he really has like a new PR guy, he will be wearing like
a button down with baby blue Carolina.
Or even like even if it's a North Carolina golf shirt that like is something you could wear like on the sideline.
Sure.
I can see that.
Yeah. Good call.
I also feel like Good Morning America is a little different than CBS Sunday mornings or whatever.
I wouldn't know the difference.
What's the difference? What are you saying? It's a little more.
I feel like Good Morning America is
more formal?
Prestigious, I guess.
Ooh, I don't know.
CBS Sunday mornings?
Maybe. I don't know.
Could speak to it.
Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts and Strahan? Maybe. Yeah, probably.
All right. How many questions will Strahan ask about Belichick's girlfriend? Over, under 1.5?
Oh, under.
Seven!
No. That's what he should do. We're going to be lucky if he asks one.
I think there's a chance he doesn't ask any.
Yeah, same. He should. He better. I mean, you have to. If nothing else, just be like, just ask him randomly, not randomly, but ask to try to wade into it a little bit just about Miss Maine, just generically about Miss Maine.
What will happen first during the interview? Jordan Hudson makes an appearance or Tom Brady makes an appearance?
Not talking about this.
Neither.
I feel like neither.
But I don't think she's going to be there, but she's far more likely.
Who will Michael Strahan mention first? Robert Kraft or Jordan Hudson?
Ooh, probably. I think Hudson.
Both would be good, but I think there's also a chance just because of Strahan and Belichick's relationship that neither get brought up.
No, me too. But which one's more likely? Hudson.
Hudson.
Yeah.
Way more in the news. And I think for a show like Good Morning America, more interest for people
like,
than Kraft.
That matters much more to their audience than Bill's relationship with Robert.
What will Michael Strahan say first? Gold digger or sugar daddy? No bet for me.
No bet. I would go. Yeah, I would go gold digger personally.
Which Belichick Jordan image will be shown first during the interview?
Oh,
the yoga pick or the mermaid pick?
Mermaid. Mermaid is kind of the OG.
And then it gets into a whole bunch of these, like, will Belichick be the North Carolina coach week one? Yes, it's still the heavy, heavy favorite.
What is it?
So, minus 2,500.
Okay, we didn't play the audio, but
Pablo Torre,
was talking about how the buyout on June 1st, a lot of people looked at it as Bill buying it out.
Yeah.
UNC could always buy him out. So I think there's a chance. I like the way Curran said it earlier when we asked him about it. Curran's like, yeah, I mean, there's a chance. I think the heavy favorite should be he coaches this year at North Carolina, and it's TBD, but I think there's a chance he doesn't make it there, sure.
There's also a ton of names on the Jordan Hudson next boyfriend prop.
Oh, wow. How did we... give me these.
Do you want the long shots all the way down to the favorite or the favorite down to the long... Okay. The guys with the longest odds.
Yeah, start long.
Joe Biden.
Wow.
500-1. Clint Eastwood.
I saw a report today.
The boss.
He needed a wheelchair is what they felt during his time in the White House. That's kind of her type.
William Shatner, Hulk Hogan. Uh-huh. These are like Trump. These are the long Schwarzenegger, Michael Douglas, Sly Stallone, Robert Kraft. These are longer.
Wow, Robert Kraft would be. That'd be something. If
Rex
that
Ryan, nice. A little revenge. Although I think he's happily married.
Okay,
Christopher Walken, the favorite.
Christopher Walken.
He's great in Severance. Christopher Urban Meyer is the favorite.
Yeah, I could see that.
16-1, followed by Charlie Sheen, Deion Sanders, George Clooney, Tom Brady, Billy Bob Thornton, Jeff Bezos, Sean Penn, Shannon Sharp. I don't know who comes up with these, but these are real things.
Brady and Kraft, though, being yep. on the list. Very interesting.
Lou Holtz. I've seen memes about her breaking up with Bill for Lou Holtz.
I'll get it in.
Yep, could be on.
Yeah, could be on. I would hope not for her sake.
Anthony Hopkins has the same odds as Brett Favre. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Gotta be. How old is he?
Old.
Yeah.
Mike Ditka's on here. It's a mix of like famous old guys and coaches. Like old coaches.
And in the case of Ditka,
yeah,
unaware that he's farting on national television.
Correct.
Yeah, both. Yep. In the case of Ditka, you see the report that she turned down Dancing with the Stars. She turned down Dancing with the Stars.
I feel like that is a fake news report.
Oh, you're not buying it.
I feel like she's probably petitioned to be on that show for years. She would be the first in line for that show.
I would find it hard to believe if they offered it to her, she said no. That seems
so.
Like,
we heard that whole story. Remember, that's the Pablo Torre had like the dozens of people that were on the commercial set.
Yep.
So she's fighting tooth and nail to get into an underdog fantasy commercial.
Where they're telling her we don't need you. Yeah.
And yet she could go on Dancing with the Stars.
And she doesn't
finish third in Miss Maine, and she's trying to get on Dancing with the Stars.
Great point.
Yeah.
Right. She's showing up to a Holiday in Maine to try out and finish third in the Miss Maine competition.
I'm surprised they didn't ask her, though.
And she'll say no to Dancing with the Stars. Great point.
I'm surprised they didn't ask her. I can't imagine they're bringing in actual stars, because even season one, they didn't have actual stars. You can only imagine season 20 if they have any real stars.
Yeah.
She'd probably be one of the most famous people on there.
That's a perfect show for her.
Yeah.
That's a perfect show. Okay, well, there's your update on that. You can jump in on the Celtics as well. Dial up WEEI Afternoons. They come your way 2 o'clock, 617-779-7937. We have our clip du jour. We have another pair of tickets to the Red Sox and Mets on a 2 for Tuesday. We'll give those away. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty
Grab Bag?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Before we get to all the stories we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the show, we got a two for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a two for Tuesday. Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Oh, it is indeed. Be caller 9 right now to the contest line. 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you will score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 19th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 to the contest line. 617-931-0937. Give the code word. You'll get two tickets. Red Sox, Mets, May 19th, Fenway Park. Two for Tuesday. Two more chances to win on WEEI Afternoons.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the NBA playoffs. In addition to the Celtics-Knicks game, last night you had the Timberwolves over the Warriors, 117-110. So Minnesota now with a 3-1 series lead over the shorthanded Golden State Warriors. Tonight in the NBA, Jones, you have the other two series, Cavs-Pacers, where Cleveland trying to stay alive here in Game 5, and then Thunder Nuggets, the only series tied 2-2.
So who was telling us this? Was it Brian or Nick? I think it was Nick popped in and said the Nuggets have the same chance of winning the series against OKC at 2-2 that the Celtics have to rally back from down 3-1, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe the Celtics have more of a chance than some are giving it credit
Thunder
for.
I think Thunder and Celtics were both such heavy favorites going in.
You think that's why?
Right? And that's part of it.
All the early money came in on OKC and the Celtics. Maybe. I mean, that makes sense. Do you think the Cavs series is done? Done tonight.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pacers finished that off. It's over.
Cleveland's home, right? They got their guys back. Now they didn't look great.
But is Mitchell playing? Do we know?
Oh, good question. No, I don't know if we know that.
If it's Garland and Mobley, I don't think they're going to win anything. I wouldn't rule out that Mitchell's playing. I don't know.
All right. Cavs are -7.5 on the money line.
I don't trust them.
Mitchell was seen on the court going through shoot-around. That doesn't necessarily mean he's playing, but it doesn't mean he's not.
I'd say if he's at shoot around, he's probably playing. Right. So yeah, okay. I'll still take Indy.
All right, I'll take the Cavs. Last night in the NHL, the Hurricanes beat the Capitals 5-2. Carolina's up 3-1. The Oilers shut out the Golden Knights. So Edmonton now up 3-1. Wiggy's Oilers.
I mean, I may have to start getting into the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Celtics on the brink of the line. I may have to really start digging in. Get ready for a lot of Marchand talk.
Yeah. And then tonight, Jets and Stars. Dallas up 2-1.
Okay.
All right. I am known to do the what? Also known for the Flintstone Pop. What? Jimmy Dean and Biz on the crop. Drop. PC boys known to let the beat. Grab. Bag. Got it. We didn't talk about this because it was all Tatum and Celtics-centric today. The Red Sox played last night.
Oh, did they ever.
Yeah, they fell. They'd been hot. They'd won 4 out of 5. They've been playing pretty well. Rafael Devers, nobody hotter than Rafael Devers.
No.
AL Player of the Week.
He had a hit and 2 walks last night. I mean, he did his part.
Well, they lost 14-2.
Sox got rocked.
Yeah, part of that would be.
He did his part.
Tanner Houck got absolutely shelled. 2 1/3. Allowed 11 earned runs.
Nice.
For the second time this season.
Not great.
Earlier in the year, also 2 1/3, 11 earned runs.
Yeah, so it's happened twice in MLB history, both times Houck.
Oh, I was going to say, at the time when Houck did it the last time, we were saying arguably, because I think stats only went back so far, it was arguably the worst start in baseball history. Yeah. Or was it Red Sox history? I can't remember which. And now he's done it again. It was a 9-run third inning.
Oops, I did it again. Sorry. Tanner Houck.
Abreu didn't help him. I mean, Abreu had a brutal play to lead to a Little League home run for Riley Green in that game last night. But
he has an ERA over 8.
They're Cora and Houck after the game were both talking like he might go work on things in like the minor leagues. Like he may need some time away.
So
with how brutal he's been.
I expected a like a little bit come back to the norm, I guess.
Not this.
I mean, this is insane. I thought he'd be like a major league star. He was an all-star last year.
I expected an ERA in the fours, something like that.
Low
to mid fours. I expected something like that. I did not. What is he at now?
8.04.
that I didn't expect.
So he has started 9 games this year.
Yeah.
He's 0-3, but what do you think the team's record is?
Oh, 2-7.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Nice. Yeah, how about that?
Good guess, yeah.
I thought for a minute I was questioning my own math. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, 2-7.
Right into that
Two and seven. That adds up to 12 games. No, yeah, 2-7.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not great.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag.
Always.
Mm-hmm. You want to be where you can see your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Sox play the Tigers again tonight. Brian Baio on the mound. Brian Baio's been good since he's been up. He's 2-0 with a 2.01 ERA. Once again, a 6:40 first pitch from Comerica Park. So 5:40 with the pregame. It is Fleming and Merlone.
Tigers, good ball club, as you found out last night. I think they'll keep it closer than last night, personally.
You think so?
I don't know that I'm fully ready to wager on it, but I think they will, yeah. Right.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Good news for Team USA Baseball, as in the 2026 World Baseball Classic, Paul Skeens will be on Team USA.
Part of the squad.
Skeens.
All right, nice.
Skeens is in. Livy Don probably not far behind.
Well, I was going to say, it's a tag team there. Yeah.
What?
A duo.
Oh, okay.
Is what I meant to say. Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Nice.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
American Gladiators is getting a revival.
Nice.
Your guy.
I've been
could
waiting.
Be back.
Yeah. You think Nitro?
Nitro. We looked it up, right? He's alive and well.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know how well he is, but he's alive. Yeah, he's with us.
He could bring him in.
He could.
You think he'd be good on the joust still?
I don't know.
Or on the rock climbing thing?
I was saying, they should bring back like a Golden Gladiators. They should bring back all the gladiators from 20, 30 years ago.
If you could compete in any gladiator event, which one would it be and why?
Oh, not the joust.
Joust, I would probably.
I want the one where you kind of like duck and hide for when they're shooting the tennis balls at you or whatever.
Assault.
Is that what it is?
You get to shoot the little like rockets.
Yeah, but they're shooting at you.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then you're moving. They're not moving. They're just up there.
I'm just gonna hunker down and play dead.
Wasn't the last one
shoot at me?
You like shot like a gun, then like the last one you just like throw a ball. Or
yeah,
like,
yeah. The last ball was like a handful of tennis balls.
Yeah, you're like take this. Was it the Eliminator? Was that the final thing?
Oh yeah, the Eliminator.
Yeah, there were some big hits there.
I wouldn't want that. Well, because if you play your cards wrong, you're running through the door, and next thing you know, you got nitro waiting for you.
I wouldn't get past the hand bike.
Oh, hand bike, tough.
Oh, hand bike, real tough.
What about the little hamster
balls? How far are you going to go on that thing?
Little hamster ball would be fun.
That one might be all right.
I think you'd be safe anyway.
Yeah, you're safe.
Blast of smoke at you once you landed in the pod.
Yep.
Good point. Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
Good point.
That's a good point.
What the challenge stole one of those? The one where you'd like dunk the basketball? That was from American Gladiators, wasn't it?
Oh, I think that was.
Yeah, I think challenge stole that one.
It was an homage.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, there was like 5 barrels and you had to put the
balls
in.
Oh, and then challenge took a
stack of you.
Just Terry Tate off his linebacker. Yeah.
I loved Human Cannonball. That was reckless.
Which
one
was that?
On a rope. That was you on one pedestal with a rope, Gladiator across the way on another pedestal holding just like a tackle pad.
And
you would literally just swing into him.
Trying to knock him over, right?
Yeah,
trying to knock him down.
I don't like my chances in that one.
No,
but okay.
It wasn't great.
All right, so they're new Gladiators?
Yeah, new Gladiators. And The Miz is going to be the host.
Oh, heck yeah.
Miz is great.
Nice.
Miz is going to be
should be a Gladiator.
I'm looking for. He probably could be a Gladiator. Yeah. But he's a movie star now, and he's still a wrestler. Yeah.
He's the most successful member of the challenge.
Sorry, Bill.
No,
sorry,
that's true.
No, that's all right.
What?
I just said he was the most successful member of the challenge.
Yeah, probably
the history of the challenge.
What about Yes, I would agree. Theo Vaughn.
Oh, very successful.
Pretty successful.
Jamie. How many WWE championships does Theo Vaughn have?
I don't think any.
How many main events WrestleMania?
He's got a very popular podcast.
Yeah, she's in a lot of movies. Good.
I think you're sleeping on Jamie Chung.
There was a dude that starred in the show Grimm. Was it David something?
Doesn't one of the guys work in Trump's cabinet?
Successful.
Sean Duffy.
Thank you.
Sean Duffy is like the director of transportation.
And he was a real world guy. I don't know if he was in any of the challenges.
He was. He won Battle of the Sexes.
Honestly, kind of going places if you're on the challenge.
Challenge is great. Yeah. CT, just a legend on his own.
Bananas.
Although, did you see that?
Trolling radio hosts.
He was with Elway.
Oh, yeah, that guy that was trolling me. This was a bizarre twist.
Bananas was with Elway, yeah.
That horrible story with John Elway and his agent. Like, the third guy that was with him on the golf cart was Johnny Bananas.
Not great.
I was like, what is going on there? But anyway.
Grab back.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Oh, yeah.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
Is this true? This top text? Most of the original gladiators are all dead because of steroids?
I certainly don't rule that out. I was reacting to Nitro is back, baby.
Wait, they were on steroids?
That's from Chuck.
No. I don't think so.
Quick show summary for new listeners. Jones loves gladiators. Keith loves dongs. That's home runs.
Yeah, Long Johnsons.
Yeah.
I get it.
Big flies, taters. Somebody also said they'd like to rip up the aggro crag.
Oh, boy.
Which, different show, but same idea. Yeah.
Do you have it?
All right. Top NBA performers from last night. Mikal Bridges, 23-7. Julius Randle, 31-5-3.
He's been hot.
Anthony Edwards, 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Tatum, bittersweet, 42-8-4. And Jalen Brunson, 39-5-12.
I think that's the right option. 18 in the third. Showed up when his team needed him. I think it's Jalen Brunson.
You know, it's also wild. We're a ways away from getting there, but they both won last night. We could get Julius Randle, Karl-Anthony Towns in the NBA Finals against each other against their former team.
And again, I think we had similar analysis that trade went down.
More terrible trade for both.
Yeah, we didn't like it for either team. And they might be in the NBA Finals squaring off with one
another. Very strange.
Great analysis.
Very strange.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, folks, we're going with a Detroit Tiger today as the Red Sox are once again in the city of Detroit. This gentleman, in addition to the Tigers, played for the Angels, Marlins, Mets, Snakes, Devil Rays.
Oh.
One-time All-Star.
What position?
Second base.
Oh, I was going to say Eckstein.
One-time Silver Slugger.
Oh.
It was in the same year where he hit 27 bombs and drove in 100.
Oh. Placido Polanco.
Well, I was just going to guess him, but there's no way he had 100. Was it Polanco?
It was not Polanco. Okay. Polanco had a couple of really good years, though.
Jonathan Scope.
Whoa!
Nope.
Wow,
nope.
They've got some good guesses.
Yeah, those are good guesses.
Second baseman,
those
Detroit
Tiger.
Give me an error.
So his career, not that Whitaker. Was his career year, 271 average, 27 bombs, 100 RBI. The only year he got close to 100 RBI.
Oh, no. Johnny Peralta? No.
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 He
shortstop.
Cup of coffee in 1992.
Oh, boy.
Retired after the 2008 season. His all-star year was right smack in the middle, 1998, with the Detroit Tigers. He was the best second baseman, apparently, in the American League that year. He is a one-time member of the 2020 club, although he was not a big steals guy, but one year he had 28 swipes.
Brandon Inge.
No, I do love Inge.
I do love Inge.
I love Inge.
I didn't know they could get Inge.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a Gladiators documentary on Netflix, somebody said.
I'll have to check
you
that
watch
out.
That, Bill?
Yeah.
Gladiators documentary?
I haven't watched it yet.
I bet that's good.
Nitro wasn't the second baseman.
Speaking of steroids, I've been watching The Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
This season, not bad.
Yeah, I'm checking my phone. Nothing from Marquand.
Wait, let me see.
No,
did anybody
not,
get it?
Not Jose Iglesias. That's wrong.
It's not that last name that somebody wrote in. Oh, no. Somebody on the on Twitch does have it, and Textline does not.
Not Alan Trammell.
No, not Alan Trammell.
Not Travis Fryman.
Not Travis Fryman.
Who has it in the text line?
Fire Curtis.
Quick rundown. Classic.
The guy's name is Fire Curtis.
Damian Easley?
He got it!
Wow. I forgot he played for the Tigers. I think of him as an Angel. I forgot he played for the Tigers.
Yeah, he did. He had an all-star year with the Tigers.
Huh.
Yeah, really good.
Damian Easley, good call.
Yeah.
Twitch chat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's definitely not what Hill Notes guy is writing. It's not that.
Yeah, I watched the superstar Billy Graham Dark Side of the Ring. Wild.
Okay.
And really, everybody...
I'm going to watch Gladiators first, if I'm being honest. Right? Say it again.
Hogan stole his gimmick from that guy, right?
100%. Absolutely stole it from him. And most of the guys that do... anybody who, poses in the ring, basically, stole it from superstar Billy Graham. A forgotten legend, Jones.
First one to do it.
Yeah. That's right. There you go. There's your random baseball player.
Carlos Guillen, good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
Not right, but good guess.
No, I think he played more short. But...
Tony Phillips. Nice player.
Yeah.
A lot more swipes, I think.
Not Brandon Phillips.
No, not to be confused with Brandon Phillips. There you go.
His wife's a wrestler.
Baseball, yeah?
Yeah, Jade Cargill.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about full circle. So that's the random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag. Here on Jones and Keefe, we'll check in with WEEI Afternoons, see what they have coming up. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And we'll give you the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
That sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, reacting to the Tatum injury and the Celtics loss, let's slap together a little bit of a collar medley.
Ooh. So with all this talk about blowing up the team and all the uncertainty with the Celtics' future, I got to wondering, what do you guys think a trade package would have to look like to get the number one pick from Dallas? Now, I know it's pretty unlikely, maybe even more unlikely than the Mavs getting the pick, but do you think it'd be Brown and picks or a package of multiple starters? Just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Holy mackerel.
First call.
Hey, guys. I'm a Philly fan, so you guys can dislike me. I understand that. All are welcome, Dan. All are welcome. Okay, so I'm going to open up by giving you some material. Use in the future.
Okay,
I'll the immortal words.
Wait. Let me just hang on. Let me get a pen. Hang on.
Jones going to write this down.
No, words of who? You can just hear this.
Okay.
All right.
The immortal words
Christian
of who?
Christian Fourier. He used to be on WEEI.
Yep. Oh yeah, heard of him.
Played for the New York Rangers. Now,
Dan, you're losing.
Team is Dunsky.
The team is Dunsky.
Great.
That's it.
Hey guys, great show so far. Super depressing, but great.
I'm going to give you the logic why Jaylen Brown being moved makes the most sense. It's not that Dallas, that delusion needs to end. It's when you get to San Antonio and back. Because Tatum's out next year, moving Brown would bring you assets and allows you to reset your cap. You get rid of Porzingis and Holiday too. Jaylen Brown, all he's going to do next year is be a 5 seed to a play-in game. Do you really want to do that?
Yeah, not the Not the strongest day, I would say, on the horn.
Now, look, people are shaken up.
Yeah, frazzled.
I think they're
How do you react to it? How do you get Cooper flagged?
But would I be be in the five seed next year? Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, they probably would be.
And then Tatum the next year, and then you're ready to
You're right back at it.
But the callers were skipping it. The callers were skipping ahead.
They were getting way ahead of ourselves here.
To keep both feet on the ground here. It's time for the crossover, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Monday through Wednesday, you can visit the Nines for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch. With North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp, just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart? Celtics done?
No, I don't think they're totally done.
I think as a card-carrying
member of the Jalen Brown fan club, I can't say they're done.
Yeah, you're kind of
backed
into a corner. Yeah,
I don't really think it's on him, and we'll get into this quite a bit in the next 4 hours on WEEI Afternoons, but everybody else has to step their ass up. They have been playing terrible basketball most of this series. I don't know if they were going to win or lose last night, because if you remove that turnover slash injury to Tatum, if it's seven, goes down to four or even five, you might have a shot to win that game if Tatum's still there. But obviously the injury happens. My boy JB, I will say, probably should not put Vaseline on his fingers pregame anymore.
Yeah,
that's
not helping.
Play out well. Uh-huh. I also think he's hurt. Just gonna let that.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's flat out hurt. He's got no elevation.
We've actually gotten calls. Did you call earlier? We've gotten calls and texts about
Kelly.
That. Actually, yeah, it was
when
Kelly.
I was in line at McDonald's. I heard Kelly. And yes.
Do they have a new McFlurry? Somebody told me that there's one with it's cake batter or something, which sounds amazing.
Hell yeah!
I was replacing the lunch that I got the text from my wife halfway here. Hey, your lunch is sitting on the table. Did you know that? Yeah. I felt like saying, you think I knew that? You think I intended to? But I didn't.
Yeah, I want to leave it there.
Thanks. Yeah. Just replied thanks, so awesome. Had to stop. But yeah,
really,
so we'll be talking.
I'll circle back.
I had a fillet of fish and a Big Mac. It was yummy.
Nice. A little surf and turf.
Yeah, a little surf and turf combo.
Sick brag, bro.
Nice.
It was yummy.
Call that the heart.
It was tremendous. Nice. But yes, obviously reacting to this game, big picture, little picture. Yes, they can win. I think they're probably going to win Wednesday.
And we're kind of, I don't like this. We all think they're winning.
Yeah. They're going to win.
Doing a live show down at Scores. Get your ass down there and be excited.
Yeah.
They're going to win.
Yeah,
nice.
JB and company going to roll, baby.
They're going to win game five. The series, let's see. But I don't rule out the title. I do rule out the title. I don't rule it out
because I don't know what's going on in all the other series. And I can tell you this. You think I'm insufferable now as the president of the JB fan club?
If Jason Tatum goes down
and they somehow win the title with JB as their best player,
yeah, look out.
Y'all getting double barrels nonstop. I'm giving you the big old C.
What if... There it is.
It's a hand gesture that
the
kids are giving out these days.
The over-under is always 2 minutes when you come in here.
That's when it goes off the rails?
Yep, I think so.
Kind of like Doris Burke did last night?
Well, just passing.
Did you hear that?
Wait, I'm not sure.
No, I saw people tweeting about...
Tune in and you might hear it on WEEI Afternoons. Stiz may have something worked up.
No, I turned the volume. I could only take so much. Honestly, I could only take so much Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson.
Yes, we would like to keep working.
Richard Jefferson is the...
He is a tough listen.
Real tough listen.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not my favorite. So maybe, I guess I missed this. I'll have to keep it locked in. WEEI Afternoon. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And it's two for Tuesday. More opportunities to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets. Stay tuned for it here on WEEI. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Would you rather Wednesday? And that could be a somber.
Oh, it could be sad pure hoops.
Pure hoops with Terp. That's tomorrow at high noon. Stay tuned for it.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.